wonder about a lot of things. You know? But
have you ever asked yourself, what does Jesus wonder about? In Luke chapter 12, in the verses that we're going to go over here tonight, we're going to see a little glimpse of what Jesus wonders about. And for those of you that think that we forgot about the announcements and the offering, amen, we did it, amen. We'll do that after I preach, amen. So Luke chapter 12, verse 35, the Word of God says, "Be dressed," this is Jesus speaking, the words in red, "be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning. Like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door." How many know you don't want to keep Jesus waiting at the door? "It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or towards daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him." Peter asked him, "Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everyone?" Tell your neighbor, everyone. But also to you. Verse 42. "The Lord answered, who then?" Check this out. "The Lord answered, who then is the faithful and wise manager, whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time?"
Oh, come on now, D.
"Who then? It will be good for that servant whom the master finds doing so when he returns. Truly I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But suppose that the servant says to himself, 'My master has taken a long time in coming.' And then he begins to beat the other servants, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of, he will cut him to pieces and assign him to a place with the unbelievers. The servant who knows the master's will and does not get ready or does not do what the master wants will be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. For everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." Father, bless the reading of your word. Anoint me as I teach and preach here tonight. Lord, I pray that you would speak to every heart here this evening. We love you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Everybody says,
amen.
Amen. Tell your neighbor, you may be seated. Take your seat belts. Take your seat belts and put it on, because it's about to get a little bumpy. What does Jesus wonder about? In verse 42, we catch a glimpse of what Jesus was wondering. We catch a glimpse of what Jesus was wondering in verse 42. For verse 42 says, "The Lord answered Peter, who then is the faithful and wise manager?" That word "who" means Jesus is wondering. Like, I wonder who some of you are going to marry. Like, I wonder who is going to walk through that door next. Who then is the faithful and wise manager? Like, I wonder who's going to be the next ones to get launched out. Jesus is saying, who then is the faithful and wise manager whom the master puts in charge of his servants? We catch a glimpse here in verse 42 where Jesus is wondering. Who will it be, Jesus is saying? Who is that faithful and wise manager? He's wondering about two individuals. The first individual who he wonders about, he's wondering about who will be that faithful. Who will be that faithful man, that faithful woman, that faithful gang girl, that faithful gang warrior? He's wondering who will be that faithful individual. So what does he mean about being faithful? What does he mean? What does it mean to be faithful? Because Jesus is wondering who is going to be that faithful and wise manager. He's wondering, who's it going to be? What does it mean to be a faithful and wise manager? What does it mean to be faithful? What does faithful look like? Verse 35 and verse 37 gives us a glimpse of that. It says, be dressed ready for service and keep your lamps burning. In verse 35 and 37, Jesus shows us what faithfulness looks like. Come on. He says it looks like an individual who's dressed and ready. That's right. Come on now, who's dressed and ready for service. They're dressed and they're ready to serve. You don't go to serve food in your, you know, and you don't go to serve food just in, you know, in any type of garb. If you get hired at Chili's or, you know, I don't know, the taco shop or you know, Chili's or Sonic or Jake, I don't know, whatever restaurants are out there, I'm pretty sure they give you a dress code. Jesus says, he says, be dressed and ready for service and keep your lamps burning. Listen. You don't have to get ready if you stay ready. This is what Jesus is saying. Be dressed and ready for service. In other words, you ain't got time to get ready. You got to stay ready. That's why Jesus said, be dressed and ready for service. Be dressed and ready for service. You have to stay ready. We should stay ready for Jesus' return at any time. We should stay ready for Jesus to come take us. We should stay ready to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. See, this verse describes a man, a woman, a gang warrior, and a gang girl who is at their post. Dressed and ready for service. With their lamps burning. This is what a faithful man is. This is who Jesus is wondering about. He's wondering who's going to be that faithful man. That faithful woman. Who is that one that is ready for service at their post? Not only are they at their post, but they know what is required of them. Amen. That's what it means that they're dressed. See, they knew they're dressed and ready for service. Then they knew what was required of them. They knew they had to be dressed. They knew they had to wear their black slacks. Come on, somebody, with their white button-up collared shirt. You know, because that's the type of a garment they any restaurant wants you to. You go to Chili's and you got black slacks and you got a white button-up shirt. Then that's what you got to wear. And you got to come. If you show up with khakis and a t-shirt, guess what? You're not ready. And Jesus is saying, who then is that individual that's dressed and ready? Listen, this is why the purpose of the church is to get the saints ready. This is why the purpose of the church is to teach and to preach the word of God. Because it's the word of God that teaches us how to be ready. The problem is some people ain't ready.
Whoa.
Oh, let me get ready. Let me get ready. Hold on. Let me get ready. You got to stay ready. You have to stay ready. Well, because if you don't stay ready, then you know what's going to happen? You're going to keep Jesus waiting at the door.
No.
You're going to keep Jesus waiting at the door. I don't know about you, but I don't want to keep Jesus waiting at the door.
Amen.
See, so this individual is not only at their post, but they understand and they know what is required of them. Right. They're at that post. Yeah. See, that's a faithful man. That's a faithful woman. A faithful man, a faithful woman, a faithful individual is not only at their post, but they know what's required for them at their post. Oh, come on, somebody. See, a lot of Christians, they don't know this stuff. They don't know this stuff. They don't know what it is to be dressed and ready, armed and dangerous. They know how to go to church. They don't know how to wake up and go to church on Sunday morning. Huh? But they don't know how to serve. They don't know how to serve. Jesus said, listen. He said, be dressed ready for service. Ready for service. Ready to serve. Jesus said, if you did it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. Are you serving the least of these? That's the problem. We don't want to serve the least of these. We want to serve the greatest of these, but we don't want to serve the least of these. Oh, God, as Jesus said, if you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. Oh, it's time to start doing it unto Jesus by looking unto your neighbor and start doing unto them. Start doing unto them. That's when you're dressed and ready for service. That's what it is to be faithful.
It's good.
Verse 35 says, the faithful also keep their lamps burning. The faithful, not only are they dressed, and see the problem in this, Jesus is so wise. He understood that in the last days, there will be those that will be dressed and ready for service, but that's all they are. They're dressed and ready for service, but they ain't got their lamps burning. But he also understood that there will be some that have their lamps burning, but they ain't dressed and ready for service. Oh, I know some spiritual people. They're more spiritual than I. Oh, but they ain't serving nobody. They ain't serving the least of these. If you can't say amen, say ouch. Talk to me. You got to have both.
Right, Pastor?
I said you got to have both.
Teach us.
It's like milk and cookies. Come on, somebody. Got the milk, you gotta have the cookie. I don't drink straight milk.
Come on now.
Either cereal and milk, or I just don't drink straight milk. Sorry, amen. If you do, amen. No offense. Amen. Huh? You gotta have both. You gotta have both. And he say, listen, you gotta be dressed and ready for service, but you also gotta keep your lamp burning. There's some that they can dress the part, they can serve their busybodies in the church, but they're not at the altar in prayer. But their altar at home is cold. Their Bible is all put together because they're not reading it. Listen, my friend, we gotta be both dressed and ready for service, but we gotta serve on the anointing of God. We also have to have the fire of God, and that comes through reading your Bible and praying and talking to Jesus and having a daily. I said daily. I said every day. You gotta. You pray and you read your Bible. You have a daily devotion with God. If you're a Christian and you don't call yourself a Christian. Call yourself a student of the Bible. Don't call yourself a Christian.
Wow.
You gotta have a daily devotion. You have to have a daily devotion. Listen, you can tell a person that's been in prayer. You can tell a person that's been in the Word. Because you can sense their passion for God. You can sense their passion for holiness. And you can sense their passion for service and for ministry. could tell a person that's been in the presence of God. You could tell a person, why? Because their lamp is burning. See, to keep your lamp burning, you must keep oil in it. When you need gas, you go to the gas station. When you need anointing, you come to church. You gotta have both. This is a picture of faithfulness. Gee, this is a picture of being faithful because this individual was faithful. In verse 36, it says, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. Verse 36, Jesus says, he describes faithfulness, and he says faithfulness looks like waiting.
Wow.
Faithfulness looks like waiting.
Wow.
Look around. Just look around. Have you ever noticed the church looks like a big waiting room?
Come on.
Huh? Come on now. Huh? The church looks like just a big waiting room.
Amen.
Huh? Listen, I hate waiting rooms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they give good things, some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them don't, but some of them give good things. Like babies, right? Babe, you know, you're waiting for the baby to come. You're waiting in the waiting room. Right. The doctor comes in. Little John is here. You can come now, see him. I hate waiting rooms, but good things come from waiting rooms. Like another one, like tags. Tags come from waiting rooms. Yeah, the things that you put on the car. Your car, that you're supposed to put on your car. Yeah, those.
You better tell the truth.
Huh? Comes from a waiting room. IDs, lights, they come from a waiting room. Listen, I've sat in the church waiting room. I've sat in the church waiting room, and you know what I got in the church waiting room? She just walked in. My beautiful wife. Oh, yeah. I was there a single man. Hello, somebody.
Hello.
Single man. In the waiting room.
Hello.
Come on.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Take a number.
Hello.
Come on now.
Grab a snicker. Waiting.
Come on now.
In the waiting room.
Hello.
Huh?
I was saying.
Hello. Waiting. Long time.
Long time.
Huh?
Hello.
So I'm glad I waited.
Come on now.
Jesus said, he is like a servant waiting.
Come on.
Waiting for his master to come from a banquet. Who waits for somebody to come from a banquet, from a party? He was waiting. See, faithfulness looks like waiting.
Yes.
It looks like waiting. Why are you sitting there in your chair? Why do you come every Friday, every Sunday? Because you're waiting.
That's good,
man. I sat in the church waiting for my wife. I sat in the church waiting for my purpose, waiting for my calling, waiting for my ministry, waiting for my mission. And listen, it came, my friend. My wife came. My calling came. My purpose came. My mission came. Listen, and I'm still here waiting for more miracles of God, just like you. I'm here waiting just like you. We're still waiting. We're still waiting. But we know that God is faithful. God is faithful to fulfill every promise. You may be waiting on your promise right now. Just keep on waiting, baby. Because faithfulness looks like waiting. Some of you may be still waiting. But that's all
right.
Because you're learning to be faithful.
Amen. Yeah.
As you wait, you're learning to be faithful. Faithfulness is waiting on God. Faithfulness is waiting on God for God to do your miracle. faithful. You've been praying for your family. You've been praying for your loved ones. Oh, faithfulness looks like you're waiting for God to answer your prayer to heal you. Your faithfulness looks like God to come through for you, to come through with that breakthrough.
It's good.
Faithfulness. That's what faithfulness is waiting on God. Not only that, but verse 36 also says, it says that faithfulness is not just is like a servant waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. Faithfulness is immediately responding to Jesus knocking on the door of your hearts. Faithfulness is immediately responding to Jesus knocking on the door of your hearts. Jesus knocks at the door of your hearts.
Come on.
Not just for salvation.
Come on, man.
Break it down.
Huh? Some people, oh yeah, I'm already saved. I already answered the door. No, my friend. You know, listen, Jesus just doesn't knock one time. He keeps on coming knocking. Because he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He knocks at your door for salvation. You open up, he saves you. Then he got to go. Come on, somebody. But then guess what? He's going to come back. And he's going to knock at the door. Guess what's next? He's going to knock at the door for a relationship. It's not a one-time thing. You're going to come knock at your door for salvation, but then he's going to come back for a relationship. You know when he knocks on the door? He says, it's time to pray. It's 5 a.m. It's time to get up and pray. It's 6 a.m. You know you got to go to work at 8 or 7. So you got to get up and you got to pray. I'm knocking at the door for a relationship. Hey, you ain't read your Bible in a while. Hey, look at me. I'm over here sitting on the counter. It's time to open up your Bible. He's knocking at your door. Hey, you ain't been in church for a while. Hey, you ain't been in worship for a while. He's knocking at your door. So then come. You ain't hearing me. He knocks at your door. But do you immediately respond? Or do you leave Jesus at the door? Oh, come on, somebody. There's like some people that we follow up on. Come on now. They leave us at the door knocking. Oh, it's the church. It's the pastor. Do we open? Do we not open? Come on, somebody. That's how people treat Jesus. Oh, I don't know. I don't got time to read the Bible. Oh, man, I'm already late to work. I got to get to work. Oh, and he's knocking at your door. Faithfulness is immediately responding to Jesus knocking at the door of your heart. But not only does he come knocking for salvation in a relationship, but he comes also knocking for ministry. Ministry is just service. He comes knocking and says, you know what he comes, listen, he came to save you, then he came to build a relationship with you.
It's good.
Amen. Now he comes to reap.
Come on now.
Now he comes to see, listen, I've had a friendship with you. I saved you and built a relationship with you. Now I'm coming, I'm wondering. I'm thinking, can you do something for me?
Good, Pastor.
Now that I saved you, now that we've put this great relationship, now that we're cool, now you know, and you've thanked me and you're so grateful. Okay, that's great, but now can you do something for me? Now can you serve me? Now can you answer the call of ministry? Now can you fulfill the purpose that I have upon your life? But do you immediately open? If you do, you are faithful.
Amen.
You're being faithful.
That's right.
If you do, you're being faithful.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
To immediately, some people, I got to pray about it. I told Jose, hey, man, when you come back from the ETC, man, we need you to get in there and run the home. He didn't say, I got to pray about it.
That's right.
He said, yes, sir, Pastor. You know why? Because he heard the voice behind the voice. He knew it wasn't his pastor. He knew it was Jesus knocking at the door of his heart to lay down his life, to lay down. He'd already saved him. He already built a relationship with him. Now Jesus comes knocking at the door. Are you willing to lay your life down? Are you willing to lay your life down? He's going to knock at the door. Pastor Josh and Sister Asenet's heart, when God has a city with their name on it, he's going to knock at their door. Are you willing to sacrifice and lay your life down to reach a city you may not know, to reach a people you may not know? Are you going to answer the door and meet? Or you say, I got to pray about it. See, to be faithful is to answer the call of God upon your life.
Right.
It says that, he says that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. Why? Because they want to serve him, because they want to see him.
That's good, Pastor.
Amen.
They want to serve him. They want to see him. They want to be with him.
That's good.
That's what faithfulness is. Do you immediately open the door when he comes knocking for salvation, for a relationship, and for service?
Amen.
I know it ain't easy. Come on, somebody.
That's true.
We don't always ace the test. Sometimes, okay, you got to pray about it. But at least if you're going to keep Jesus waiting, at least come back with the right answer. Right? At least if you're going to keep him waiting at the door, at least come back with the right answer.
Yeah.
Oh, you took a long time, but I'm glad you have the right answer. Come on, somebody. Verse 37 says, it will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. So verse 37 says, Jesus says that faithfulness is also watching for him.
Wow.
Watching to see him. Do you come to watch to see him? Do you wake up every day to see what he's going to do?
Amen.
That's what faithfulness is. Yeah. Faithfulness is to see what he does.
Good. Come on.
Faithfulness is to keep a lookout of what he is doing. This is why you don't want to miss anything. You don't want to miss prayer. You don't want to miss the word. You don't want to miss church. You don't want to miss the prayer meeting. You don't want to miss the street rally. You don't want to miss the drama. You know why? Because you know Jesus is going to be working right there. And so therefore, you're watching. You're watching where he's working. I like that book, Experiencing God. We used to read it and study it in prison. And it says this. It says, you know, it says something about this. Watch for where God is working. And just join him. See, that's what a faithful servant does. A faithful servant watches where God is working and goes along and joins him.
Come on,
that's right. That's what a faithful servant does. This is why this faithful servant, they're faithful. They're faithful. And then when they see God working, they say, oh man, God is working that individual. Let me go over there.
Right.
Let me go assist the assistant. Who's the assistant? The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Huh? See, faithfulness is watching to see him, to see what he does, but it's also watching for him.
Amen.
In other words, you watch his back.
Well,
I mean, he don't need you to watch his back, but he likes for you to watch his back.
Come on.
I mean, any homeboy would like for you to have their back.
That's right.
Huh?
You gotta tell the truth.
To have his back. See, Jesus wonders who will be faithful.
Come on.
Jesus wonders who will be faithful because he sees so many who are unfaithful.
Wow. Come on. It's true.
Some of you say, well, Jesus knows the future. Yeah, but he doesn't control you.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow. He doesn't control us.
Come on now.
That's true, Pastor.
He doesn't control us.
Amen.
He can't. I can say this phrase. He can't stop me from going out there and getting high.
Wow.
He can, but he won't.
That's a good point. That's right.
Because he's given me a freedom to choose, free will.
Right.
Come on, man. Take your time.
He's given us free will. And so Jesus wonders who will be faithful because he sees so many who are unfaithful.
Amen.
He sees so many husbands that become unfaithful. He has seen some who used to be faithful become unfaithful.
He has seen
pastors become unfaithful. He's seen evangelists become unfaithful. He's seen missionaries become unfaithful. He's seen men in the home become unfaithful. He's seen people in the church become unfaithful. This is why he wonders. This is why he says, who then? Who then will be that faithful and wise manager? Who then? Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? He's looking in the church. He's looking in BOGP. And he's looking, who's it going to be? Because he's seen some, he's seen so many who were faithful become unfaithful.
Wow.
He's seen Judas.
Wow.
Yeah. He's seen Peter. He's seen Demas.
Come on.
He's seen so many that were once faithful become unfaithful. And so he wonders, who then is that faithful? Who's it going to be? Josh? Is it going to be Irvin? Is it going to be? Who's it going to be? Who then is that faithful? Who then is that faithful servant? Who's it going to be? See, 45, verse 45 tells us what happens when the faithful turn unfaithful.
Come on now.
See, because Jesus wants faithful people. That's why he wonders about them. In verse 45, he shows us what happens when the faithful turn unfaithful. Verse 45 says, but suppose that servant, or suppose the servant says to himself, my master is taking a long time in coming. And he then begins to beat the other servants, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk. What happens when the faithful turn unfaithful? First of all, they begin to say to themselves. In other words, they 3-5 it. In other words, they begin to have a self-conversation instead of a conversation with God. In other words, they're not praying, they're talking to themselves. You got to be careful when you pray, when you go to pray. Make sure you're praying to God and not talking to yourself. Or even worse, praying to yourself. Worry is praying to yourself. This is why when you worry, you stress out, because you're praying to an individual that can't do nothing about it. So therefore, you're stressed. So you got to be careful that when you go to prayer, you're praying to God. And you're not talking to yourself. Because if you end up right there on your knees and you think you're praying to God, but you're really worrying about every problem and every situation and how you're going to do it, and you're just talking to yourself, so therefore you begin to say to yourself, which is the next one, God is taking too long. You say to yourself, God is taking. In other words, you begin to doubt God's quick return, because he said, behold, I come quickly. Oh, but I've been serving God for 15 years. I've been serving God for 5 years and still ain't came. And here we are waiting. In the waiting room. That's what it's for. You begin to doubt God's promises. See, this is what happens when the faithful become unfaithful. They become unfaithful. Why? Because they begin to say to themselves, and they begin to doubt God's promises. They begin to doubt God's goodness. Then listen to what he said. He said, my master is taking a long time in coming. In other words, he's making me wait too long. He's making me wait too long for my husband. He's making me wait too long for my wife. He's making me wait too long for my breakthrough. He's making me wait too long for my healing. He's making me wait too long for my financial blessing. He's making me wait too long for my purpose and my calling and my ministry.
Wow.
You begin to doubt God's goodness. This is what happens when the faithful turn unfaithful.
Wow.
You begin to doubt God's goodness.
Come on,
yeah. Huh? Then it says, then what else does it say? It says, But suppose the servant says to himself, my master is taking a long time in coming, and then he begins to beat the other servants. When the unfaithful become, when the faithful become unfaithful, they begin to beat the church. They begin to beat the rest of the saints. They begin to heap abuse on them. Why? Because misery loves company. Why are you waiting on God? Wait. Their reasoning is God is not faithful, so why? And so they get mad. Why? Because we're not going to play that game, because we're going to be faithful and we still believe in the promises of God. And they look at us with envy because we're standing in the promise and then we're inheriting the promise. And they begin to beat the saints. Okay, I knew I ain't gonna get no amens. I knew this is poking you, but I mean, I'm trying to teach you to be faithful. And not that you're unfaithful, but I don't want you to become unfaithful. God don't want you to become unfaithful. And so therefore we need to hear messages like this. I'm going to you verse by verse, teaching you through the scriptures that we must be faithful. Venga lo que se venga, come what may come. We must be faithful. Even if the government comes through those doors and puts a gun to our head, we will not renounce Christ. We must remain faithful. But if we melt like butter under temptation, how are we going to stand before a gun in our head? Got to be faithful. Begin to doubt God's goodness. These individuals, this is what happens. They begin to, you know, beat on the rest of the saints. It says they beat on both men and women, indicating this servant, this person, just stopped caring. They just stop caring.
Come on.
They just stop caring. As Christians, we cannot stop caring. So we can't stop caring. We can't be mean to people. Even if they're mean to us, we can't be mean to them. Huh? Why? Because we have a heart of care. We got to stay faithful to God. We got to stay faithful to our ministry, to our spot, to our post. See, an unfaithful person will turn on you. An unfaithful person will turn on you.
That's crazy.
Huh? Will turn on you. Huh? As quick as a lion will turn on you. As quick as a snake will turn on you. An unfaithful person will turn on you.
Come on now. It's true.
That's why, listen, there has to be faithful people in the church.
Amen.
There has to be faithful people in the church. The people have to learn how to be faithful. Men in the home need to learn how to be faithful. Women in the home need to learn how to be faithful. People in the church need to learn how to be faithful. We come from the world, and the world doesn't teach us how to be faithful. The world teaches us how to be unfaithful. The world teaches us to walk out. The world teaches us to get a divorce. The world teaches us, you know, to run when things get hot. And just that's what the world teaches us. But God teaches us that we got to stick it out. God teaches us that we got to be faithful. God teaches us that we got to bloom where we're planted. God teaches us that we must be good husbands and be faithful to our wife. God teaches us that you need to be a good wife and be faithful to your husband. God teaches us that we need to be good fathers and good mothers and don't walk out on our children. We got to be faithful. And most of all, that we need to be faithful to God. We need to be faithful to the Lord. We got to be faithful to our church.
Yes.
We got to be faithful to our ministry.
Amen.
We got to be faithful where God planted us.
Yes.
I got God planted me in Victory Outreach 19 years ago, and I'm still here because God taught me to be faithful.
Yes.
Taught me to be faithful.
That's good, Pastor.
Got to be faithful. I put my kids in football like 3 years ago in Arlington. You know, and I put them in a team. We live in Grand Prairie now. I could bring them to another team over here. But you know what I said? I said no. And you know, they're named the Arlington Eagles. I don't like the Eagles, but.
Oh, no.
Every year we go sign them up there. You know why? Because I got to be faithful.
Yeah. Amen. Good, Pastor.
Oh, yeah, I would love to put them in the Cowboys.
Come on, man.
But I want to teach my boy Frankie and Timmy, you got to be faithful.
Yeah, amen.
You know, they have a saying. They always say, you know, what is this paper? I won't quit on myself. I won't quit on my team.
Well,
Right, Ben? And they chant. That's like a chant they have. And every time before the game, every time before they practice, they huddle up and they come together. And it's a great chant. I say, man, I'm going to use that for the church, man. And they say, I won't quit on myself, and I won't quit on my team.
Come on.
They say 100% every day, 100% every play. Yeah. I won't quit on myself. I won't quit on my team.
Amen.
I said, ooh, they're teaching them faithfulness.
Come on, man.
That's good.
So that's right. 100% every day for God. 100% every prayer for God. I won't quit on myself, and I won't quit on my God, and I won't quit on my church. This is our squad.
That's right.
That's right. This is our squad.
An unfaithful personal turn. See, and then finally, an unfaithful person always ends up in the flesh. Whoa. This is what 45 says. Verse 45 says, and he then begins to beat the other servants, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk. An unfaithful person always ends up in the flesh, cussing, smoking, drinking, and partying, and shaking all that their mama gave them. Shaking and showing all that their mama gave them. An unfaithful person always ends up in the flesh. They always end up in the flesh. You see them all the time. You know? They used to come to church, now they're cussing. Some still go to church and cuss. We're trying to teach your tongue to be faithful. How out of the same mouth that we bless God and praise God, we're cursing our brother and sister? With the same fingers you use to quote scripture on Facebook, you're cussing on Facebook. I'm just trying to teach you to be faithful. I'm just trying to teach you what faithful is. We got to be faithful. We got to be faithful. We got to be faithful when people are looking. We got to be faithful when people are not looking. Come on, somebody. We got to be faithful. People always end up in the flesh. If you stay faithful to God, you won't end up in the flesh. You'll get in the flesh every once in a while. Come on, somebody. I ain't going to promise you're going to be perfect. But I've never been in the flesh where I had to cuss somebody out.
Come on, man.
Huh? I wanted to knock somebody out, but I didn't. Come on, somebody. Huh? I've never even been in the flesh where I just gave somebody my 2 cents, you know. No.
See,
God is wondering who among us will be faithful. God is wondering who among us will be faithful. Who among us will be faithful at their posts, dressed and ready, living right. God is wondering who will be faithful at watching, keeping an eye out, being that leader that is watchful. God is wondering who will be the faithful who will answer the call. God is wondering who among us will be the faithful, who is that faithful street warrior who will be at the streets every time. They'll go to the streets every week, every other day. We need some faithful street warriors. They're on the streets of Grand Prairie and Arlington and the Metroplex every day, passing out flyers. We need some faith. God is wondering who's going to be my faithful street evangelist, who's going to be my faithful tither. We should all be faithful tithers. We should never hold back the tithe. God is wondering who's going to be that faithful usher in the house of God, who's going to be the faithful teacher to the kids game that's going to raise up the next generation. God is wondering who's going to be the faithful leader, that faithful minister, that faithful next pastor. God is wondering who's going to be that faithful trustee who we can trust counting the finances. God is wondering who's going to be the faithful singer on the worship team, that faithful worshiper on the drummer, on the piano. God is wondering who's going to be that faithful servant, that faithful pillar, and even the faithful pastor.
Wow.
And I wonder this myself, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Who's going to be that faithful? And then secondly, he wonders, the piano player comes up, who will be that wise manager? See, a wise manager for what? To take care of his house. To take care of his church. See, this is holy ground. This is holy ground. It's holy ground. This is holy. God is wondering not only who's going to be that faithful, but not only faithful, but also wise. Wise leaders. He's wondering who's those wise leaders who will love his own the way he does. Who will love his own so much. Who will love his own church so much not to abandon it. Wow. Who love it so much to build it the way he wants it to be built.
That's right.
The way he wants it to be built, through prayer, through discipleship, through evangelism. We know this is what Jesus wants. So we must do it. Because he's wondering. Verse 47, listen to what it says. It says, the servant who knows the master's will and does not get ready or does not do what the master wants will be beaten with many blows. Oh, I believe in grace. I believe in mercy. This is New Testament. This is the New Testament. This is Jesus himself speaking. And he's saying, you're going to get a whooping.
Come on.
You that know what the master's will is. You that know you need to get ready, but you say, I got to get ready. You need to stay ready.
Wow.
Jesus says, those that know the master's will and doesn't get ready or does not do what the master wants, it's Jesus, man. It's not me. I just give it an extra push. That's all I do. Just a little, that's all I do. That's all I do. With my yelling. But he tells us clear. He says, the servant who knows the master's will and does not get ready or does not do what the master wants will be beaten with many blows. Do you remember what the unfaithful servant did to the other servants? What did he do?
He beat them.
He beat the saints, but he wasn't going to get away with it. He wasn't going to get away with it. See, God is wondering right now who will be faithful and who will be that wise leader who will manage and lead his church, who will manage and lead his church. Listen, it's not me. I'm already it. But he's looking for more. You're it, Pastor. No. He's wondering who's in this building. Who's going to be that leader? Who's going to be that faithful? You got to be faithful first, then you can become a leader. Who's going to be that faithful and wise manager or leader of his church? A manager, a leader, whatever you want to call it. Jesus called him a manager, but he's a leader.
Right. Yeah.
A leader is a manager.
That's good.
I would love for God to see that in me. I would love for God to wonder that about me. I would love to go to get to when I get to heaven, Jesus, you ain't got to wonder no more, because I did it. Barely, but I did it. Crawling in, but I did it. I wanted to quit, but I didn't. I almost threw in the towel, but I didn't.
Come on.
I would love for that to be me. Because I'm still being faithful. I can't say I'm loyal yet. You cannot say that I'm loyal until I'm dead. When I'm dead, then you can say that I was loyal to my wife. And then you could say I was loyal to Victory Outreach. And I was loyal to Jesus. And I was loyal to my pastor. And I was loyal to you. When I'm dead, you can say that. When I'm dead, then the preacher can say that about me.
Good, Pastor.
And when you're dead, we can say that about you. Somebody once said, live your life so good so that when you die, the preacher don't have to lie at your funeral. Preachers lying through their teeth at people's funeral. He was faithful to his wife. He was a good husband and a good father. And the family sitting in the front row like, what are you talking about? Huh? Or they're with guilt, just, but inside they're thinking of all the bad memories, all the Christmases you missed, all the birthdays you missed because you were high, you were drunk, you were, oh, come on, somebody. But live a life when the preacher gets up there, he can say that man was a faithful man. I would love for God to see this in you, see it in me, to be faithful. You gotta be faithful to you, no matter how hard it gets. It gets hard. No, it gets hard. But you could be faithful. Me and my wife have been faithful through thick and thin. I was thin, now I'm thick. She's still being faithful to me.
Come on, Pastor.
I've been faithful in the church through thick and thin. Sometimes the church is thick, sometimes it's thin. I'm still faithful. Preaching the message.
Amen. It's good.
He's looking for the faithful and wise servants who will manage his house. Who will manage his house. This is his house.
Amen.
Put together, we're his house. We manage his house by taking care of his house. Taking care of each other. Encouraging one another. Becoming that leader. Becoming that example. Faithful. Be faithful to that thing. Be faithful to becoming that leader. Be faithful to answering the call of God. Be faithful in being discipled. Be faithful in being trained. Be faithful. Be faithful in the home. Finish the home, men in the home. Finish the home, women in the home. Finish what you started, people in the church. Stay faithful till Jesus returns or till the rapture hits or till we die and go to heaven.
That's right.
Stay faithful. Stand to your feet here tonight. Lift your hands to the Lord. Just worship the Lord right there in your seats. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. No worship team. I don't need more worship team. I don't need more worship team. Just leave your hand. Just lift your hands. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I want you to do right now, I want you to make an altar call right there in your seats. Right there in your seat. If you got to kneel down at your seat, then kneel down at your seats. But I want you to make an altar call right there at your seat and say, God, I want to be faithful. Make me faithful, God. Make me faithful, God. I can't say that I'm faithful, God. I can't. Not until you take me to be with you, God. But I want to be the faithful. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, let that be your prayer right now. Let that be your prayer right now. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Come on, cry out to God. Cry out to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, marinate on that word. Marinate on that word. Marinate on that word. Let that word sink down in your spirits. Let that word sink down in your heart and your mind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Make us faithful, Jesus. Let us never be unfaithful, God. Let me never be unfaithful, God. I don't want to be unfaithful, God. I want to always be faithful to you, Jesus. To be faithful to your word, faithful in prayer, faithful to my wife, God,
faithful to the calling and the purpose that you have upon my life. Oh, God, I want to be faithful to what you called me to. I want to be faithful at my post. This is the post you've given me, God. This is the post you've given me and my wife, God. Here in the Metroplex, here in Grand Prairie, God. Arlington, God, you've given us this post. Lord, let us be faithful, God. Let us be faithful, God, to you move us, to you carry us. And here we will be faithful, God. Just like Pastor Sonny was faithful, God. Just like my pastor has been faithful. I want to be faithful, God. I want to be faithful to preaching the gospel. I want to be faithful to the call that you got upon my life. Lord, so that we can raise up other faithful men and other faithful women, God, that will be faithful also. Lord, God, move in a mighty way. Build us to be faithful. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you are Jesus. We love you. We love you, Lord. Let your presence fall. Let your anointing fall. The anointing, Lord, of the Holy Spirit. Fill us up. Fill us up. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Let us be faithful to the treasures out of darkness. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. I know we're on your mind. We're on your mind. Your church, Grand Prairie, is on your mind. You're looking, God. You're looking. You even said, mark the faithful man. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you because you have given us faithful people. You're raising up a faithful remnant. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord some praise. Are you blessed? Amen. Be faithful.
Yes.
Be faithful. We're going to call up our usher. Amen. It's time for us to be faithful to our tithes and our offering. Let's be faithful and give to the Lord. Amen. Let's call the ushers up quickly, and let's after a message like that, we don't have to elaborate. Amen. Let's be faithful in our tithes. Let's be faithful. Let's give to the Lord. Let's be faithful because He's faithful to us. He woke us up in the morning. If you need an envelope, raise your hand. He's faithful. He gives you strength so that you can go to work. He wakes you up every morning so that you can go to work, put food on the table. He shares His air, His breath with us. He's faithful. So let us be faithful. Let us be faithful. We cannot become unfaithful to the Lord. Let's be faithful in all areas. All areas, in our giving, in our prayer, in our church attendance. We've got to be faithful. That's what makes us strong. This will keep us from becoming unfaithful. Pastor Stephon, like what Pastor Stephon said, right? He says, when you give, your giving roots you. It even causes your roots to go down deep. Amen. Giving is a sign of your commitment growing. Your commitment growing. Amen. So let's be faithful. Never skip out on the tithe. Even, especially, even if you go out of town, leave your tithe. Those that are going to San Antonio to the drama, leave your tithe there. Give your tithe. Don't curse the bus, the van, and go over there because you held back your tithe. Give your tithe. Amen. Give your tithe. Or else we're going to have to throw you off the van like they threw Jonah out of the boat. You know? Then we'll get to San Antonio safe. Amen. Be faithful. Amen. Let's be faithful. Faithful. Amen. You can give. There's five ways to give. You can give with cash. Give through text message. Amen. Text the amount you want to give to 214-444-6597. You can give through the square. Amen. On the side of the altar. You can give with your debit card. You can give like that. You can give with the check. Write it out to Victory Outreach. Give online. Amen. On our website. You can give in that manner. Let's be faithful. Amen. Let's be faithful in giving to the Lord. Amen. Anybody open the envelope? Raise your hand.